Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask that we may continue through this week, always remembering that you are calling us to serve you in many powerful ways. Even if those ways seem small to us, they are big to you. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, we have a rather unique reading today. This comes to us, just like yesterday, from the first letter of Paul to Timothy, Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 13. And it's a powerful reading because it brings to us something that is the role of a bishop, actually the qualifications of a bishop. And basically what he is saying is that a bishop must represent the church well. And one of the interesting things about a bishop is the bishop represents the church. Powerful story that comes from the exorcist community, which is that in order to have a real full-fledged exorcism, you actually need permission of the bishop of the diocese where you are, which is why I really encourage people to avoid these priests who call themselves exorcists all the time, and they'll do all these things for you. Get away from them, please. A true exorcism needs to be done with permission of the bishop. Now, there are what is known as deliverance prayers. That's a story for another time. You don't need the diocesan bishop's permission for that, but he has to be working with the diocese on that. So that's important. Never go near any of these so-called Catholic independent exorcists. Don't have anything to do with them. Now, one of the reasons why I bring that up is it's an important concept to realize that the bishop represents the church. So if in an exorcism, a real honest one that the bishop has authorized, one of the things that the entity or whatever you'd want to call the demonic force wants to know is if the church is present. And the church is present if the bishop, even if he is not present, has given permission for that exorcism. If the bishop has not given permission for the exorcism, you just have one of these independent guys going out and do it on their own, then if it's a real honest-to-God possession, the demonic force will say the church is not here, and the exorcism will fail. Because the church is represented, is embodied in a sense, by the bishop. So it's important that the bishop can handle this particular authority, because this authority is a spiritual authority and a temporal authority, and it is an authority that is the target of spiritual forces. Therefore, any weakness the bishop has will be tested by those spiritual forces. And I'm not really getting, I don't want to get too ethereal on this. I'm just saying, you know, this is an important role, and the bishop has to take the role seriously, because many bishops will suffer for taking that role. I told you the other day when we were talking about St. John Chrysostom that when he was ordained a bishop, people congratulated him, and he said, "Do not," and he said, "Weep for me," because he understood how serious the responsibility is. So we see that reality in the understanding of the bishop, and this is what St. Paul is communicating to Timothy. He's communicating these powerful words to remember that. Now, I have a great saying that, you know, if someone comes up to me and says, "Well, this is what you should do, Father," I always say, "If I did everything I should do, I'd be bishop by now." And I always use that line. It's my sarcasm to turn around and says, "Don't tell me what I should or shouldn't do. I'm going to do the best I can to service to the church. If you're not happy with that, that's not my issue." So I always give out that line. Well, there's a reason for that, because there is a very serious responsibility that the bishop has. And this is one of them that's in there. He should be decent and hospitable and able to teach. One of the important aspects, and I've taught this before, that come from the saints, is they always said that the leaders, when they are correcting others, they must do it pastorally. You can't do it in this really nasty way that you see. And a lot of these media organizations that are online and are very Catholic media organizations that are online and that are very nasty, and they're actually, some of them are in grave sin by the way they are teaching, and none of them fit this particular model. They're not hospitable. They're not decent. They are aggressive. They're not drunkards either. They're not drinking or anything. I'm not saying they're lovers of money either, but you see what I'm saying. But you see this really nasty aspect. Whereas the saints, including St. Augustine, especially St. Augustine, said, no, we have to correct people in a pastoral way, not in this very overly stern way that puts so much of a burden on the person that they become discouraged. We're going to talk more about this on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. We'll be right back right after this. You can now leave a message for us, which we can air and discuss on this program. Just call 617-297-7452.
That's 617-297-7452.
617-297-7452. Feel free to call, leave a comment, a question, or even feedback, and we may play it on the air. I can discuss your comment or question as well, so give that a try.
617-297-7452, 617-297-7452.
And don't forget our own website, catholicaudiomedia.com. You can also connect to the parish directly at stanthonyalston.org. It's catholicaudiomedia.com and ST. That's saint. I mean, I say ST, so you don't go S-A-I-N-T. That used to be our URL, saint alston.org. You can't find it today because when we needed to transfer it over, the way we decided to do it is let it expire, and then, you know, the parish would pay for it, and the price went up like, I don't know, 1,000%, and I'm like, well, we all said, well, forget it. You know, there's only one St. Anthony Allston in the entire United States, unless there's a St. Anthony in another town called Allston somewhere in the United States. And you know, if you're going to want to charge us $600 or more, it's actually more than $600 for having that URL, well, good luck to you, because you're not going to sell it to anybody else. So S-A-I-N-T, Allston's is not us, so we're stanthonyalston.org. So anyway, we're going back to these roles of the bishop, and I mentioned that the bishop is called to be hospitable and decent and not aggressive, and I have my old military background that comes back to me every so often, and I also have my old background being brought up here in Weymouth, Massachusetts, and being brought up in the Boston area, especially. There was a rough time back then, and so maybe I can have my days where I can be rather grouchy, so maybe I'm not qualified for a bishop just for that in its own way, right? But yeah, these are very serious qualifications for a bishop, because a bishop represents the church. And so if you have a bishop who's really nasty out there, I mean, people notice it. And then we've had histories of in this country, not a lot, but one or two anyway, who were not as temperate as they should have been. And you can see the kind of problems that they caused, because you always have to realize that the bishop is also called to be as gentle as a dove, but as wise as a serpent. And if the bishop is distracted by other things, he can't be one or the other, or actually neither. He can, and that's just the reality. If he's lost in a lot of distractions that he's going through because of one thing or another, he can find himself to be kind of a nasty guy. And that doesn't work for the church. So the bishop is always called to be pastoral. He's always called to be gentle. He always called to be not aggressive. That's right there. And there are many people in these other certain media. Now, I'm not saying all Catholic media, obviously. We are in the home city, in a sense, in the Boston area. Home diocese is a better way to put it, because it's actually the neighboring city of, you hear them on the program all the time, Catholic TV, nationally known Catholic broadcasting system, and they do an excellent job. But there are plenty others out there that are really nasty. Some are approved by the church, some are not, and they're just not representing the church well in what they're doing. They're saying, we're going to stand up for what is right, but there's two kinds of right. You learn this in driving. There's being correct, being right as in correct, and there's being dead right as in correct to the point that you get into an accident. And the bishop's called to be pastoral, and many of them reject it. Oh, we don't need this pastoral stuff anymore. Actually, you do. It's right there in the scriptures, and it's right there in the tradition of the church. The bishop is always called to be pastoral, but guide someone to where they belong, or hold people to where they belong, pastorally, as a pastor shepherds his sheep, as you realize. So anyway, we're going to talk more tomorrow, not necessarily about this. But in the meantime, have yourself a blessed day, and we will see or hear you from us tomorrow. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. If you would like to support our program, please consider a donation to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. There are several ways to consider this. One is to purchase any of our merchandise, which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. There are coffee mugs there. There's also my latest book, Encounter Christ in Your Humanity, all of which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also donate to the show directly through either the Donate tab, also at CatholicAudioMedia.com, or by sending a donation to the U.S. Postal Service with your questions and comments at 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. Finally, the best way you can support our parish is to attend Mass on Sundays at 10 o'clock and be a part of our parish. We thank you for any support you would like to give to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, the sponsoring parish for this media outreach to Catholics and other Christians in the WROL, WEZE, and podcast listening audience. In Cristo vivimos.